It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WTIC is 99 and kicks off a year-long celebration to 100 years on the air. This is WTIC and WTIC FM HD2 Hartford, an Odyssey station.
Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. A Hartford police officer is under arrest in connection with an alleged assault on a prisoner during an incident July 17th. Officer Marcelo Confetero is accused of slapping a prisoner who was receiving medical care during a hospital stay. The situation unfolded around 4:20 in the morning that day. The prisoner, according to a report from Hartford Police, made threatening remarks against Officer Confetero, who was assigned to guard the room at the hospital. After throwing some items, the prisoner punched Officer Confetero in the face. The officer punched him in return and redirected the prisoner's face to stop him from spitting on him, the officer, that is. Later in the day, an emergency nurse heard and reported that Officer Confetero slapped the prisoner in the face. He's now being charged with breach of peace in connection with that slap. The state superior court ruled Officer Confetero was justified in self-defense and how he responded to the initial punching attack. Officer Confetero is now on paid administrative leave pending further investigation. Later today, spraying is going to take place for mosquitoes carrying the Eastern Equidae encephalitis virus. More on that from WTIC's John Silva.
There have been no human cases here of the rare disease. Officials with Connecticut's Mosquito Management Program will spray in Patchogue State Forest in Voluntown, which will be closed from 5 p.m. until 8 Friday morning. Dr. Phil Armstrong is the chief entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station in New Haven. He says the hot, wet summer has led to an increase in Triple E activity throughout the region.
And certainly neighboring states, so in Massachusetts, in New Hampshire, Vermont, and New Jersey.
Triple E in its most severe form can cause brain damage and death and has turned up in Canterbury, Ledyard, North Stonington, Sterling, and Voluntown so far this year. John Silva, WTIC 1080 News.
We're learning this morning that a man died in a Wednesday afternoon crash that closed I-91 in North Haven. State police say Gifaro Palacios of New Haven was in a 2006 Honda Civic that was driving in the far left lane near Exit 9 on the northbound side of the highway. For reasons unknown, the Civic went off the side of the road and into the center median. That's where the car went back onto the highway and struck another car. Palacios was ejected onto the highway and was pronounced dead at Yale New Haven Hospital. Another person involved in that wreck is seriously hurt. FEMA and the Small Business Administration spent much of the day Wednesday surveying the damage in Oxford brought on by generational flooding last week in southwestern Connecticut. FEMA officials are gathering some info following a federal emergency declaration. Numerous homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed outright along a swath stretching from Fairfield to New Haven and even the bottom of Litchfield counties. Senator Chris Murphy says that time's of the essence.
Really quick reimbursement is really important when it's small towns that are taking on the burden.
Audio from Channel 3. The storm has pushed the start of school in Oxford until September 3rd, and that's at the earliest. Fall athletics are around the corner with the start of the next school year, and the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference is ready for it. On the issue of guardian caps for football players, Executive Director Glenn Lungarini says that he expects the debate to come back up, but stresses that they're currently allowed.
We've had kids wear them in games, so if they choose to, they can. One of the key pieces of that is making sure that it matches up with what the manufacturer of your helmet is permitting, so that it doesn't void any warranties.
They're just not mandated at this point in time. Lungarini points to certain concerns over two football-related deaths in the last month, one in West Virginia, one in Alabama. WTIC News Time 6:04.
Are you worried about the state of the economy? Concerned about market crashes and rising inflation wiping out your savings? At Noble Gold Investments, we understand your fears and have a solution. Call us today at 1-888-403-1050. Imagine safeguarding you and your family with a tangible asset that has stood the test of time. Gold. With Noble Gold Investments, you can diversify your portfolio and protect your wealth from economic turmoil. Our team will guide you through the process, ensuring you make informed decisions that best suit your needs. Call Noble Gold Investments today at 1-888-403-1050. That's 1-888-403-1050. The future is uncertain. Take control now. Call 1-888-403-1050.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like you're going through life clouded by doubt? Talk to California Psychics. Our trusted and accurate psychics are available 24/7, and we guarantee if it's not life-changing, it's free. Download the app or connect with us at californiapsychics.com. Right now, new customers get 80% off their first reading. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
WTIC News Time is just after 6:06. Lodging accommodations are no longer available at one of the seven natural wonders of the world.
The upcoming Labor Day holiday weekend is being significantly impacted at the south rim of Arizona's Grand Canyon National Park. The 12.5-mile-long Trans Canyon waterline that supplies water from the canyon for use in the park has suffered four major breaks. The lack of water has forced the closure of all the park's south rim historic hotels.
Correspondent Stephen Kaufman with that from the Grand Canyon State. A Massachusetts boy whose ice cream stand was shut down, Brian and Matt, has become a bit of a minor celebrity after several businesses took up his campaign to raise money for charity. 12-year-old Danny Doherty told his mom that he was bored and wanted to start an ice cream stand selling several homemade flavors. She allowed it as long as half the money went to charity. In his case, his brother's hockey team. But a day after setting up near his house in Norwood, town officials there said that he was violating state regulation and had to stop. So he did. But his plight caught the attention of residents and local businesses, who have since raised nearly $20,000 on his behalf.
I think the Bruins got involved too. I think.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Great. What kind of flavors he got?
I want to know.
Right?
I love ice cream. My wife made, Bennett had his birthday, turned 15. She made an ice cream cake.
Ooh, homemade ice cream cake. And then slaps.
And then they got the leftovers in the freezer.
Oh, my.
And you hit that. Oh, I love ice cream. I really, really do.
I haven't had any since the 4th of July.
Are you kidding me?
I'm serious. I'm having some this coming weekend.
Oh my
I have
gosh.
To limit my ice cream intake because it just, listen, I feel so bloated after.
I have issues with that too, but I tell you, I can't. Worth. I can't drive. I can't. First of all, when they do for like two, like that buy one, get one for Ben and Jerry's, my daughter's addicted to Ben and Jerry's, and then I hit that like late at night. Like right.
It's your go-to
bed.
Ben and Jerry's flavor.
I like the what is the one with Steve Colbert?
Oh, the American Dream.
I love that. That is really good. Although the s'mores one I just tried is really good too.
It's hard to stop eating ice cream. That's my other problem.
Well, the thing is, I could eat a whole pint without even thinking.
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Don't put a quart in front of me.
Yeah. As plain as it may be to some people, the pistachio from Ben and Jerry's is unreal.
The people who like pistachio ice cream love it. I couldn't even. I wouldn't ever go near it. Although I am a maple walnut guy, but
maple walnut.
My
good.
Kid said to me, "Let's go to Mark Christopher and the Brown Pandiers and Scott Travick's here," because my niece is working an ice cream place in the summer, so they always hook us up.
Oh,
and I go chocolate chip. You know, you can go small, two flavors. I go chocolate chip underneath with maple walnut on top, and all my kids say is like, "Dad, that is such an old guy flavor."
It clashes, but it works for me.
Yeah, works for me. Thank you, Morgan. Hey, Mark.
Pistachio, Talente Pistachio Gelato is one of my favorites.
Ooh. So you're a pistachio guy. You're pro pistachio.
I do. Yeah. But I like the gelato, the Talente that you can get in the supermarkets.
Give me that cold green goodness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that goes down very quickly, that whatever it is, pint or whatever it is. That doesn't stay around too long. Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, we are looking good on the roadways. This traffic report is being brought to you by New Balance. Both sides of 84, no problems as you move Farmington out into Vernon. Both sides of 91 looking good. Crumble up into Winter Lux. 291, 384, okay, east of the river. 2 westbound, moving well. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown. Waterbury looks good. A little slow traffic eastbound side of 84 in Southbury Bikes at 1691 in the park. We're moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Still fairly cloudy out there, and still wouldn't rule out a sprinkle or spot shower somewhere early this morning, though it's generally dry today and more comfortable than yesterday with lower temperatures and humidity. Highs will be headed for 75 to 80 this afternoon as it becomes partly sunny. And winds north to northeast at about 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the 50s. There will be a few showers very nearby, probably into southeastern New York. It's possible a couple of those could cross the border into western Connecticut at some point tonight or early Friday. Otherwise, it looks partly sunny tomorrow with high temperatures in the 70s and partly cloudy Friday night with lows in the upper 50s and low 60s. Saturday kicks off the weekend with increasing clouds. We probably get through most of the day dry with some showers in Saturday evening and night. The high near 80. Showers taper early Sunday, then partly sunny, warm and humid. Highs mid-80s. Lower humidity and plenty of sun on Labor Day. Highs mid to upper 70s. Currently in Hartford, it's 68 degrees at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school with the newest styles from all your favorite brands like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
As a roofer, I don't have time to fail. Homeowners rely on me, so I rely on Beacon. Beacon's unique network of branches work together to get me what I need when I need it. And with the Beacon Pro Plus app, I've got the brands I depend on, like GAF, right at my fingertips. Now through September 15th, purchase high-quality GAF with Beacon Pro Plus and earn up to $1,500. Go to BECN.com or download the Beacon Pro Plus app today. Beacon, always building.
Did you know you can use your own body's healing properties to revitalize your achy joints and get real lasting joint pain relief? I'm talking about advanced regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics. If you're tired of arthritic pain, whether it's knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something you need to check out. And the consultation, by the way, is totally free. It's called regenerative medicine, and the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are experts in these amazing treatments, and thousands across the country have benefited from it. You can enhance your joints, improve mobility, get back to doing the stuff you love without pain, without drugs, without surgery or downtime. You got to give them a call. The consultation is totally free. They are the nation's leader in this type of medicine. So give QC Kinetics a call. They're in Avon, they're in New Haven, and they're now in Glastonbury as well. It's 860-440-PAIN. Again, 860-440-PAIN. The company is QC Kinetics. That consultation is free. And that number one more time is 860-440-PAIN.
How many times did your old rickety heating system not fire up last year? Say, come on in to Campbell. Campbell Heating and Cooling is Central Connecticut's leader when it comes to competitive pricing on a new boiler, heat pump, or furnace. Don't despair when your old clunking furnace just can't be repaired. Replace with an affordable, custom-designed heating system from Campbell. Contact Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Eric Hogarth from Money Wisdom. Tune in this week and every week to learn more about how to strengthen your portfolio or how to create a 5-star retirement plan. Tune in to Money Wisdom, Saturdays at 8:30 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Good win for the Old Town team last night as the Red Sox shut out the Blue Jays 3-0. They held a 1-0 lead all the way to the 8th inning, from the 1st to the 8th inning. And they finally broke through with some insurance runs thanks to Tyler O'Neill's home run in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Kenley Jansen slammed the door from there, but it was Brian Bello last night going 8 full innings, allowing just 2 hits and striking out 9 Blue Jays. The Sox look to win this series tonight at 7:10 here on WTIC. Cutter Crawford on the hill for Boston. For the Yankees, they go into D.C. and lose 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals. 5-2 the final last night. Couldn't get anything going whatsoever. Carlos Rodon was just not great. Not great at all on the mound last night for the Yanks. Aaron Boone, time to move on from there.
You know, tough one. Got to regroup on the off day and get ready to start a little quick 3 today here, but just one of those days where we weren't able to just finish off some rallies.
Yeah, just terrible.
I mean, if you wanted to torture me, just make me listen to his news conferences.
You know what the solution would be.
Fire Boone.
Yanks are off today. They return to Bronx for a weekend series with the Cardinals, as he said. The Mets, they had an opportunity to win this series with Arizona a little bit early last night. They're up 5-4, but Corbin Carroll hit his second homer of the game in the 8th inning. And the bad thing was, the bases were loaded when he did it. So it was a grand slam, 8-5 for the Diamondbacks. The rubber game is today at 3:40. Here on the East Coast, between the Snakes and the Mets. Also around the league yesterday, Cleveland Guardians able to take back first place in the Central, beating the Kansas City Royals 7-5. Houston nearly had another no-hitter, but they ended up beating Philly 10-0. And the Dodgers beat the Orioles 6-4. More on that game in a second. In Hartford last night, the Yard Goats do win in a walk-off fashion, thanks to Starlin Thompson's double in the 9th. Give the Goats a solid 4-3 win over Binghamton. A 7 p.m. start tonight, fanny pack night as well.
Fanny
for the first 1,000 people. And yeah, it's nice. Nice fanny pack,
too. Is that where you're going?
It's part of it. You could say that. Another upset last night in the league, in the WNBA. The LA Sparks beat the league's best team in the New York Liberty 94-88. Also, Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever stay hot. They beat the Connecticut Sun 84-80.
17,000.
That's pretty good. I mean, Indiana's selling out every single night. That's just the way it is. That's, I mean, they better get used to it. A bunch of college football on tonight. CCSU facing Central Michigan. They're opening on the road at 7 o'clock. Nice. That one will be on ESPN Plus if you're interested in that. Also on ESPN at 8 o'clock tonight. Coach Prime back for season two with the Colorado Buffaloes. They have North Dakota State opening up there. And finally, last night at Dodger Stadium, a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead night, which sent people into a frenzy. And open up the game, Shohei's dog Decoy throughout the first pitch. Ugh. The dog picked up the ball and ran off the mound and ran right to Shohei behind the plate. Funny tidbit here. Shohei named his dog Decoy as a nod to his former interpreter, who ended up being the decoy in the gambling scandal.
Stop it.
After the first pitch, though, Ohtani went to go pick up Decoy to take him off the field, but the dog started to scamper away, proving that you can always trust a dog to prove a fraud when they see one. Ohtani ended up homering in his first at-bat.
And the dog high-fived him. It was kind of cool. But
yeah, real cool. Yeah, whatever. I'd
You're down on him forever.
I look forward to the day where he is exposed as the fraud that he is. I really do.
Wow.
It's coming. It's coming.
Wow, that was a hot take.
Can't stand him.
Just because of the he sent his buddy under the bus.
Yeah.
Gambling.
Oh, they were laughing in the dugout when the story came out.
Now that guy's going to prison.
Yeah. The fall guy. 619. Head over to the Brown Paint Deers and Scott Traffic Center and check in with Mark Christopher. I wish nothing but bad things for the Dodgers, by the way. I hope they never win another title.
Well, I'm kind of on board with that, but...
I like Mookie Betts. I do.
I'm anti-Dodgers, too. Mainly because I paid $21 for a can of beer.
Ugh.
I mean, I looked at myself. I said, am I in Vegas or something? Like, what's...
Yeah, that $21 is going to go into Shohei Ohtani's account in 2034.
You stop it. Matt, take a deep breath.
Take that $21 and put a $21 bet on the Dodgers to win the World Series.
You have a wonderful life, wife, and family. You have a lot to be happy about, Matt.
A lot of anger. A
lot of anger.
I thought I thought it was a nice moment before the game. I thought the video was cute.
Ugh.
I kind of did, too.
Yeah.
The dog was adorable.
I didn't want to get in the way of Matt.
Yeah, I was surprised when Matt kind of soured. I was like, why is he? And then all of a sudden.
The dog is adorable. I just wish it would go to a good home.
that dog should be rescued.
A good, honest home, yes.
Hey, if you're heading into Hartford right now, guys, we have a good ride. Just look out for an accident on the right shoulder, 91 northbound between 22 and 23 on the Crummel Rocky Hill line. State police working with something there, so just a little bit of a slowdown there. After that, good ride, Hartford up into Windsor. Southbound 91, no problems. Windsor down into Cromwell. Both sides of 84 moving well. Farmington to Vernon. 291, 384, okay, east of the river. 2 westbound moving well. Glastonbury into East Hartford. Middletown looks good. 9 in the air. Gritty Bridge, quiet. Waterbury, 84 and 8. 91 in the Parkway moving well toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I got so much to talk about here this morning. I'll just let you know that today is going to be cooler, but pretty nice, becoming partly sunny, 75 to 80. And the weekend, you know, looking forward to the holiday. Tomorrow is going to be partly sunny in the 70s. Saturday, some clouds, especially later. Showers by evening near 80. The showers will end by Sunday morning, and then Sunday will be partly sunny, mid-80s. So it looks like, and then Monday, if you're off, it's sunny, mid-upper 80s. So for Labor Day weekend, it's really good. I wanted to touch on this. You know, a lot of people hear the name of the company, NVIDIA, right? And they don't know what it is, and it's basically a chip company that's focused a lot on artificial intelligence. And it's become this ridiculously important stock to the market, and they reported their earnings yesterday after the market closed, and they reported like 122% year-over-year jump in revenue. Insane. And the stock went down. I mean, the company is doing so well, the expectations are so high, and just because of NVIDIA is down, there's selling that goes around it. And although the Nasdaq futures are slightly higher, but people don't know this. NVIDIA is the second most valuable company on the planet. It's worth over $3 trillion.
What?
Yeah. It used to be this thing where there was this artificial barrier when I mean, it's been over a decade since I worked at CNBC, but like, will a company ever be worth $1 trillion? And once they broke through, everybody broke through. And the most valuable company on the planet by market capitalization, which is the value of the stock, Apple, NVIDIA, then Microsoft. And NVIDIA as a company, and again, I don't know how it'll be affected by the open, it'll be down about 2.5%. It's a $3 trillion company.
Mm.
It's insane. And the stock just, I don't know, a year ago, you could have bought it for $48, and it's $125.
Wow.
It's in 1 year. So it's just kind of amazing. The other stories, I want to quickly, what's our out here? Because I want to talk about the UConn enrollment story as well as rent in Connecticut. But I do want to say, like, it's so weird to me that all of a sudden, like the headline on CNN, Harris interview is the latest high stakes moment in a wild race. It shouldn't be a big deal that a candidate has an interview. You know what I mean? I mean, Trump does a lot of things I don't like. But he talks a lot. He might talk mostly to favorable outlets.
I talk too much.
He does talk
sometimes,
too much.
Sometimes, yeah.
But so, and it's just an interview. And if I think the Democrats are making a mistake if they don't trot her out for these more, because if they become a big deal, then every little faux pas will be blown up.
Highlighted, yeah, for
so
sure.
So I don't think it's the right approach. Or strategy.
I mean, they're treating it like it's a lunar eclipse or something.
I mean, but she's going to sit down and talk to a fair but relatively friendly outlet. I mean, Dana Bash she's a good journalist. I mean, I think she's not going to. To me, like, and I think this is appropriately pointed out, not only on both sides of the political fence, because Trump just, if you ask him a follow-up, he will not take you where do you want to go. You probably need to, ask multiple follow-ups and honestly go on the edge of possibly canceling the interview to get an answer on some things. But and then with Harris, it's like she's probably going to stonewall a follow-up. And then almost every interview on the planet, including necessarily but sometimes me, that if it's important enough, I would hope we would all go there, and I would. But people quit after the first follow-up, right? And the politicians know that. And so to me, the most important part of all these interviews is what happens after the first answer. If you take a first answer and it's not coming close to answering the question, you got to follow up. And if the second time, it depends on how important the issue is, they don't do it again. Most people, 9 out of 10 dentists survey, move on from the issue to the next one. So I'd be very interested to see what sort of follow-ups happen. I mean, people talk about, you know, there's been some flip-flopping on some issues, whether it's the border, whether it's the energy policy, a whole bunch of things that you can say, Vice President Harris, what is your stance on fracking? What is your stance on the board? Like, very, very clear, specific, simple questions, not some 4-minute preamble a question.
It's not only just the flip-flopping. It seems that she's, I don't want to call her copycat, but like copying,
but you don't know.
She hasn't, copying some of
that's
Trump's
the thing
stuff.
Is, but she hasn't come out and like said those things. They've been stuff that's been put out. Or like, I mean, she doesn't say it on the record. She isn't like.
Well,
no soundbite.
The no tax on tips.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I didn't hear her say it, but I know that she did come out in support of it. But I don't even know where that came from. Like, I think that the point is that she needs to go on record, and she needs to be asked on record about these policies, so then people have a placeholder to know where she is on it. You know, like now, where do you stand on it? So then the one side will be like, oh, you know, this is what you were for or against 2 years ago, and look at this now or whatever. But she needs to answer those questions. So I'm very curious to see what kind of questions are asked to get her on the record. Your time is 6:27.
Ben, though it really does go without saying, practicing better medicine almost always means better outcomes for patients. And if you suffer with erectile dysfunction, you certainly want a good outcome. This is Dale for Northeast Men's Health. And because we do practice better medicine, we're the leader in treating men's sexual health issues in the Northeast. ED is a terrible condition. It causes stresses in relationships. It creates anxiety and undue hardships on a man and often on their partner as well. Yet many men suffer for years without seeking treatment. But I want to tell you today that you can be free of ED. Seriously, if you're like most men, the treatments we offer at Northeast Men's Health will work for you. In fact, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases, which means you can likely enjoy great sex again without the stress that ED can create. You might even find you're performing like you haven't in years. So call us. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-930-5956. That's 800-930-5956. Or go to northeastmenshealth.com. We have 5 offices across the Northeast to serve you.
Hi, I'm Kathy. I work here at the seafood counter. This is my big why.
And I'm Mark. I like to call myself an aspirational seafood chef. That's my big why.
A few months ago, he didn't know the difference between halibut and haddock.
Well, I've been watching Big Y's seafood recipe videos, and it's paying off.
It's easy to make a good meal when he's cooking with fish sourced from our local partner, North Coast Seafoods.
My secret is Nellie's grass-fed butter from New Hampshire. But let's keep that between us.
Your secret's safe with me.
It's more than food. It's my big why.
UConn fans, when it comes to sports injuries, do you know where the Huskies go?
UConn Health, Connecticut's public academic medical center. Our doctors advance research and train future generations of healthcare experts.
All while offering the latest in injury prevention, treatment, and performance improvement for athletes, for everyone.
When it comes to UConn athletics, our physicians are their physicians and should be your physicians too.
Make their doctors your doctors.
UConn Health. Learn more at health.ucon.edu.
Texting enrolls in recurring automated text marketing messages. Message frequency varies. Message and data rates may apply. Reply help for help or stop to opt out.
Are you drinking too much? Is alcohol affecting your relationships? Could drinking be affecting your job?
Hi, I'm Jonathan, founder of OurHealth. I struggled with alcohol misuse for 15 years. I tried self-help, therapy, and traditional 12-step programs, but nothing really worked. That's why I started OurHealth. OurHealth provides access to safe and effective medication, FDA approved for the treatment of alcohol issues. A daily pill proven to reduce alcohol cravings and make it easier to drink less or quit.
To join the thousands who are drinking less or who have quit altogether, text BEGIN to 710-710. You'll be sent a secure link to OurHealth's private online assessment. If treatment is right for you, a licensed medical professional will prescribe medication for discreet and convenient delivery to your door. Just text BEGIN to 710-710. That's BEGIN to 710-710.
Not available in all states. For SMS terms, privacy policy, risk, and restrictions, please go to orhealth.com/terms. Use as directed.
Local weather. WTIC's Bob Cox.
Still a lot of clouds out there this morning. Should become partly sunny as the day progresses, and it's certainly cooler and less humid than yesterday, a more comfortable day with highs of 75 to 80 this afternoon. Right now it's 68 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
And now, a WTIC news update.
Good morning. It's 6:30. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC 1080 News. State environmental officials say spraying for mosquitoes carrying the eastern equine encephalitis virus will begin tonight in Patch Hog Forest in Voluntown. The Triple E virus have been detected in several Connecticut towns, although there have been no human cases. It is rare, but extremely harmful and can be fatal, says Dr. Phil Armstrong with the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station in New Haven.
That can cause neurological disease. It causes encephalitis in both humans and in horses. It's a rare disease in that most, we only see a handful of cases in any given year. But it's extremely severe.
Armstrong says that one's best defense against disease-carrying mosquitoes is to wear long clothing at dusk and dawn when they're most active. In addition, he says it's a good idea to eliminate standing water around the home to prevent breeding areas from forming. On day two of what the Israeli government is calling a counterterrorism operation in the occupied West Bank, the government says 5 men it identifies as terrorists have been killed while hiding in a mosque.
As night fell, explosions and gunfire from Jenin's refugee camp. Dusk a signal to test the army's control. The war in Gaza is changing this conflict. An old front creating new fears of a regional war.
BBC correspondent Lucy Williamson with the update. A New Haven man loses his life in a crash that closed part of I-91 in North Haven Wednesday afternoon. 32-year-old Gifaro Palacio was a passenger in a Honda Civic that went from the farmost left lane near exit 9 into the center median. The Civic then returned onto the highway and hit a Chevy Malibu. Palacio was ejected from the Civic onto the highway. He was later pronounced dead. The driver of the Civic was seriously injured and hospitalized. If you know more about the crash, you're asked to reach out to Troop I in Bethany. Officials with FEMA and the Small Business Administration spent Wednesday inspecting damage and destruction as a result of last week's historic flooding. They spent most of the day in Oxford, which was particularly hard hit. FEMA's David Mace explains that the protocol for deciding assistance.
Ultimately, the determination is made by the president, and the standard that is used in statute is if the disaster damage is beyond the capability of state and local governments to respond to.
FEMA officials are going to be back out there today and also tomorrow to continue their assessment. Next week, they'll return to inspect damage to the infrastructure in the Naugatuck Valley, including roads, bridges, and dams. You may remember earlier this summer when those delis were closing across Connecticut and elsewhere in the country to do some deep cleaning after a listeria outbreak. Well, we've got an update on that for you. Now, 9 people are said to be dead after being infected with the virus after eating Boar's Head Deli Meats. The latest on that from correspondent Michael Toscano.
The Boar's Head Deli Meats have been recalled, but not before putting at least 57 people in the hospital in 18 states and 9 deaths reported, with 2 in South Carolina and 1 each in Illinois, New Jersey, Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, New Mexico, and New York. U.S. Department of Agriculture inspectors turned up dozens of violations at a Boar's Head plant in Virginia, according to new records released by the department. Violations include mold, mildew, and insects repeatedly found throughout the site. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Taking a look at stock markets, we see that the futures are up, although they're kind of all over the place. We see the Dow futures are soaring about 215 points. S&P 500 futures 13 points up. NASDAQ futures up about 50. WTIC News Time 6:34.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
I plan to rearrange my closet, but I stopped after picking the clothes up off the floor.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel's award-winning language learning app will help you start speaking another language. Start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Comment tu t'appelles?
Vous êtes où?
Vous êtes où?
Babbel's bite-sized lessons make it easy to learn words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel est amusant et facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue. Et cela ne prend que 15 minutes par jour.
When you want to really learn another language, it starts with Babbel. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month, a savings of nearly $300 a year.
Whether you need a $100,000 policy or a $10 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-637-9116. That's 1-800-637-9116. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-637-9116.
Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
WTIC News Time is 6:36. There's some more information coming to light concerning the foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna last month.
CIA Deputy Director David Cohen says the suspects with ISIS connections sought to kill tens of thousands of fans. But thanks to intelligence the agency discovered and shared with Austrian authorities, the plot was stopped and four suspects were arrested.
Correspondent Stacy Lynn with that update. Meeting up in person may be better for your health than texts or phone calls.
For someone battling loneliness, a call or text just may not be enough. A study by the University of Texas at Austin found only in-person contact had an effect on decreasing feelings of loneliness among older adults. Phone calls or texts were far less effective when compared to face-to-face socializing. Loneliness has been linked to heart disease and cognitive decline.
That's correspondent Michael George. And a cognac collector in the Netherlands has the oldest bottle of the alcohol in the world. Brian and Matt, the 1696 Jules Robin Cognac is at the house of Lars Jensen. The Guinness World Book of Records is calling it the oldest bottle in the world. Before this discovery came to light, it was previously the oldest bottle was from 1762.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Probably still tastes terrible. I'm not a cognac guy. I thought it'd be worth more, maybe. I guess
it should be.
I think there was an auction of a couple hundred year old one in 2020 for, 146 grand.
Can you call it top shelf?
I think you have to. I think it's the top.
The top.
Thanks, Morgan. Let's go to Mark Christopher, Emmy Brown Pandiris, and Scott Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Shaq. Thank you very much. We're off to a very good start on this Thursday morning. Nothing to report as far as incidents or major delays right now. We're looking good. Both sides of 84 Farmington to Vernon, 91 North and Southbound moving well. Cromwell to Windsor Locks, 291, 384 OK east of the river. 2 westbound looking good. Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, 9 in the air. Goody Bridge, Waterbury checking out OK, 84 and 8. Good ride toward New Haven, 91 and the Parkway. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now, the WTIC 5-day forecast.
Well, we had the cold front come through last night, so now that we're north of that front, we've got temperatures that are mostly in the 60s and dew points that are mostly in the 50s. Some of the cooler locations out to the north and west, like Norfolk and Winsted and Barkhamsted, down at 60 degrees right now. That's pretty comfortable. And we still have a lot of clouds around. Most of what was on radar has dissipated, but still fairly cloudy out there. However, it should become partly sunny as we go through the day today. High temperatures about 75 to 80 this afternoon. Most areas probably in the 70s. And with dew points down in the 50s and a light north and northeast wind at about 10 miles an hour, it's a much more comfortable day than yesterday's humid day and 92-degree high at Bradley. We've got high pressure moving across southeastern Canada and northern New England over the next couple days. There is kind of an inverted trough of low pressure that will be extending up into the southwestern portion of this high and approaching from the west tonight and early tomorrow. That looks like it will probably produce a few showers as close to us as southeastern New York tonight and tomorrow morning. And it's not out of the question that it could get far enough to the east to get a couple of showers into parts of Connecticut, especially western areas. But it's kind of a coin toss as to whether or not that happens. So for now, we will look for a partly cloudy sky tonight, another comfortable night with lows in the 50s. And we'll call it partly sunny tomorrow. It may be the kind of a day where it's actually kind of sunny out in eastern Connecticut and then cloudier to the west with a shower or two around. But I don't have enough confidence in the models to resolve it that closely down to the mile like that a day ahead of time. So just be aware there will be some showers nearby. And if you're in the western part of the state, there's some chance that you may run into a couple of those, especially tomorrow morning. Otherwise, it's generally partly sunny. High temperatures Friday will be in the 70s again, down to the upper 50s and low 60s Friday night. As far as the holiday weekend, I think most of the daytime Saturday will be dry, though increasingly cloudy, and then we'll bring some showers in Saturday evening and Saturday night. A high Saturday around 80. It's warm and humid Sunday. Showers taper off early in the day, though, and then it should become partly sunny. So most of Saturday, maybe the entire daytime, and a good chunk of Sunday should be dry with the rain in there Saturday night, early Sunday. Temperatures in the mid-80s Sunday afternoon. Labor Day looks nice, a very pleasant day to be outdoors with lots of sun, low humidity, and highs in the mid to upper 70s. And Tuesday looks sunny with highs in the mid-70s. Hartford temperature right now, 68 degrees at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Labor Day signals that fall is fast approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, and chilly nights are on the horizon. With Legacy Box, you can cozy up and watch something special this fall. Your family's home movies. Legacy Box is the simple, safe, all-inclusive solution for preserving your family's memories trapped on videotapes, film, even photos. After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer. They've helped over 1 million families relive their wedding days, baby's first steps, and family road trips. Just fill Legacy Box with your VHS tapes, film reels, or pictures. Legacy Box digitizes it all by hand right here in the USA and then sends it back on a thumb drive or the cloud. Future-proof your recorded moments today so you can gather the family and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering 55% off. Go to legacybox.com/value to get 55% off. That's legacybox.com/value.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Get a head start on your morning with any size iced coffee in any flavor, like caramel, black, or classic, for just $1.29 during breakfast hours only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Isn't it time you thought about an estate plan for your family? Estate planning attorneys help prioritize and carry out personalized asset protection strategies. The law firm of Brown, Payne, Dearest & Scott has served the legal needs of individuals and their small businesses since 1977. Our experienced estate planning team is ready to help. With Brown, Payne, Dearest & Scott, you get more than a lawyer, you get a law firm. Visit us at bpslawyers.com. Simon Lebo approved this ad.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Join us this Sunday for Tumulo Financial, your go-to for retirement planning and taxes. Tune in to the father and son duo from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. or catch the replay from 5 to 6 p.m. Tumulo Financial Retirement Planning with Integrity on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And now sports with Matt Serois from the Cordell and Cordell Sports Desk.
Rolling up to 646, the Red Sox get their second win in a row last night as they beat the Blue Jays. Shut them out even 3-0. Tyler O'Neill hit a home run late to pad the lead. But Brian Bello was the story here. 8 full innings, allowing just 2 hits and striking out 9 Blue Jays along the way, just allowing 1 walk as well. Solid outing for him. Probably his best in the majors thus far. Sox and Blue Jays play one more tonight at 7:10 here on WTIC. It'll be Cutter Crawford with the ball for Boston. The Yankees, they lose 2 of 3 to the Washington Nationals in D.C., losing last night 5-2. The offense was terrible. The pitching maybe even worse. Carlos Rodon was just not good at all last night. In any case, they're off today. They return to the Bronx for a weekend series with the Cardinals beginning tomorrow night. The Mets, they got sank by Corbin Carroll's second home run of the night in Arizona last night. A grand slam in the eighth. They were up 5-4, and that grand slam put them down 8-5, as math will tell you. It's a 3:40 start today for the rubber game between the Diamondbacks and the Mets. Around the league last night, Cleveland Guardians take back first place in the Central beating Kansas City 7-5. Also, the Dodgers beat the Orioles 6-4, so the Yankees do remain in first place by a game. And the Chicago White Sox lost their 101st and 102nd games of the season last night. In the nightcap, they were down 4-3 to Texas. They had two men on in the bottom of the ninth, and they still can't catch a break.
Trying the 1-2. That's in the air left field. That's trouble. Jankowski back. Just saw Major League Thievery right there. Unbelievable.
Hey, Andrew Vaughn absolutely robbed by Travis Jankowski, who climbed the wall and brought the ball back. It could have been a walk-off homer for the White Sox, but that's how the season's going. Texas hung on to win a 4-3. In Hartford, the Yard Goats win in walk-off fashion, though. Starlin Thompson hits a double off the left field wall in the ninth to give the Goats a 4-3 win. Tonight is 7 o'clock start, fanny pack night for the first 1,000 people in. Indiana Fever stay hot. They beat the Connecticut Sun 84-80 out in Indiana last night in front of damn near 18,000 people, too. Caitlin Clark, 19 points in the win. The Connecticut Sun return home to Mohegan Sunday afternoon to face the Seattle Storm. Looks like Russell Wilson, not Justin Fields, will be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, announced by head coach Mike Tomlin yesterday. They open up their season in Atlanta next weekend. And finally, school started. That means two of our favorite bus drivers back on the road, Brian.
Yeah.
Shout out to Regional School District 13 drivers in Durham and Middlefield. My dudes, Neil the bus driver, Tails swinging to 13, and Buffalo Bill on the bus 2, which is also called the Deuce. They call it out there in those parts. Have a good, safe day and a whole school year, guys. And for those kids on the buses, behave. And Neil and Bill both like Amazon, Chick-fil-A, and gas gift cards for the holidays. Just let your parents know when you get off the bus today.
Listen, they're gold.
Yes.
A good bus
two of the best.
Is, yep, absolutely.
6:49, sent over to the Brown Paint Dealers and Scott Traffic Center. Check in with Mark Christopher. Mark.
Oh, Mark. Matt, thank you very much. Good morning to you and good morning, everyone. Well, if you're heading into Hartford right now, we're seeing a little bit of a delay on the eastbound side of 84. This traffic report is being brought to you by Floor and Decor, and we're seeing some slow traffic. 84 eastbound, 46 Sisson Avenue, approaching 46 up to 48 Capitol Avenue. Westbound 84 is in good shape, burning through downtown out into Farmington. Both sides of 91, easy ride, Cromwell up into Winterlock. 291, 384 doing well. 2 westbound in great shape, Glastonbury and East Hartford. Quiet Middletown, Waterbury looks good, 84 and 8. 84 westbound in Newtown delays 11 to 10. And 91 in the Parkway, that's a good ride heading toward New Haven. Traffic and weather together on the 8th WTIC News Talk 1080.
Brought to you by Floor & Decor. Unbeatable prices, unmatched in-stock selection.
Floor & Decor has more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor & Decor.
Local weather, WTIC's Bob Cox.
Should be dry and comfortable going forward today. Skies will become partly sunny, highs 75 to 80 this afternoon, and a nice low humidity as dew points continue dropping through the 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the 50s, and partly sunny tomorrow. Again, there'll be a couple of showers nearby that could possibly get into parts of western Connecticut, but overall partly sunny for Friday, temps in the 70s, and increase in clouds Saturday, but it looks like the showers probably hold off until Saturday evening and night. Right now, our dew point down to 55 degrees in Hartford with a north wind at 7 and the temperature down to 66 at the weather station, WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-511-3535. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-511-3535. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-511-3535. 800-511-3535 or BigLou.com.
Broadcasting from the Johnson Brunetti Studios, this is Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080.
So the story in the CTNewsJunkie.com, and I've been wanting to talk about it for a couple days, According to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, there's been a $359 a month jump in the average cost of renting in Connecticut in the last 2 years. So 2 years ago, it cost you about $1,500 a month on average, to now it's almost $1,900. And you talk about affordability. There's no way. I mean, that alone, if say that's true for you, that alone is not being offset by any wage increases, right? Forget about what other costs are between gas and groceries
and
everything and electric. And so it gives you a picture of the pressure on people, especially middle class, lower income, and even upper middle class people here in Connecticut to make ends meet.
It's literally impossible for middle class people.
It's impossible for everything. I mean, I'm dealing with this college stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not a chance. I don't have a prayer. I mean, even if I was a good person, I wouldn't have a prayer to pay for it. And that's another issue. And then you read the story. Our boss Janine sent this along, and because it has a local tie-in. This was actually on FoxNews.com via Business Insider. But there was a woman who basically was told she had to leave her apartment. She wasn't getting to stay. Maybe they're going to increase the rent, or I don't know what reason why she was getting bounced, and she couldn't find a place, and she couldn't afford anything she found. And then she called some local hotels, and the Avon Old Farms Hotel, which we do the holiday store from, she was basically being told she'd have to pay $3,000 a month in rent. And the hotel said you can stay here for $2,000 a month and you can use all the amenities of the hotel. So it was actually cheaper for her to stay in a hotel for a month than it was to rent.
Free breakfast.
They do have a nice breakfast.
Yeah, better than most, yeah.
Yeah, really nice. I wonder if that's, I mean, they don't police it that much either. So, I mean, even if that's not included, she definitely could get
an apple on the way back up to the room.
Some of that bacon. But they gave her a two-bedroom apartment on site. Longer stays are $2,200 a month and includes all utilities and hotel amenities. How about that?
I mean,
it's
not bad.
She basically said it was exactly what I prayed for, was the headline. And so it's just incredible. But that's one person. And, you know, there was a lot of talk on the federal level, especially from the Harris campaign, but we have a lot of pressure here in Connecticut for new housing. In the Northeast is tough because there's not a lot of space for new housing. And I personally, I know apartment buildings are more profitable. Like, I'd love more neighborhoody type stuff. Like, but people don't build neighborhoods anymore, right? You don't build streets and then put the houses on the streets. A, there's not a lot of space for it, and B, it's not profitable, you know. So apartment buildings is what it is. But if you really look at the supply demand issue here, we are like years and years behind, you know, getting up to speed. And if we want people to live and stay in Connecticut, we got to get going. And talking about living and staying in Connecticut, this is what, and I don't have time for it, so I'm going to have to do it at 8:10, because there's the Democratic leader sent to UConn a letter basically saying they should increase enrollment, find ways to increase enrollment to 40,000. And currently, you know, undergraduate is what I focused on. There's almost 25,000 undergrads at UConn, but about 19,000, close to 20,000 in stores, right? So to get to make that, and there's overall students, 32,000. So that includes grad students. So if you're going to get from, say they're using the overall number from 32 to 40, but it sounded like they were talking about stores, but it's hard to know. You got to get at least 8,000 students, and you can't just, you know, blink and do that. They have to live.
Right.
They have to live somewhere. And having said that, though, and I'll tease ahead to 8:10. I think they're right. I don't know if 40,000 is the number, because I looked at, you know, schools like University of Florida, University of Texas, Penn State. But the best comp for people around here is probably University of Massachusetts at Amherst. And I'll give you the data about their enrollments, right, at those schools. On those, like when I talk of Florida, I'm talking their main campus. I'm talking UMass Amherst. I'm talking, you know, University of Texas in Austin. I'm talking about Penn State and Happy Valley. And then put it in the perspective of what we have here in Connecticut. Now, it would cost so much money to build the infrastructure to support it. But I think it's doable, and I actually think it's a pretty good idea. And this came out of our meeting because Steve Salhaney, who is also one of our bosses, talked about how there's so many Connecticut kids who don't get into the main campus who are from Connecticut. And that's what the Democratic leader said. They basically said, if you don't admit our best students and they go to another school in another state, they're not coming back.
Right. Ever. And,
right? Yeah. And so if we want to keep our talent here, which is a huge challenge in Connecticut, then we should be working harder. And the problem is this, and again, I'll get into it more at 8:10, is that out-of-state students means more revenue. You can charge them more money, and they'll pay it, right? And that's what it is. And you think about that on top of the block grants that they're getting. Like, Lamont even said it, like, the block grants to UConn are as rich as it is for almost any other state in the country. They get a big chunk of change. And if they feel like they have to chart to get out of more out-of-state kids to make more money, then they're really overspending, right? Because they're getting a huge block grant from the state that's more than most states. And they're still trying to get out-of-state kids to drive revenue. Then where's all that money going? I'm so late. Sorry, Matt.
That's okay.
6:58.
Don't miss this. The August sizzling sales event right now at Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, the Subaru dealership with outlet pricing that will save you hundreds, even thousands over other area dealers. Check out these hot deals. Get a brand new 2024 Outback for only $27,998 and take up to $4,250 off MSRP, or lease one for just $259 a month. And with 0% financing available, you can save on finance charges for even more savings. New 2024 Subaru Imprezas, only $22,495, or lease one for just $199 a month and get 0% financing. Crosstrek, $259 a month, Foresters, $239 a month, and take up to $4,250 off MSRP. With over 400 new Subarus to choose from, you're going to find the new Subaru you're looking for. Proterra Subaru Outlet in Hartford, exit 33 off I-91 at the corner of Weston and Jennings, or online at ProterraMotors.com. Call 888-799-1150 for details.
Baby, it's hot outside, but baby, it's going to be cold outside real soon. Say, come on into Campbell. When the weather's hot, you should be thinking cold. Before you start up that heat pump, boiler, or furnace, contact Campbell to get on their service short list. If old reliable's too old and not reliable, talk to Campbell about a Campbell custom upgrade to your system. Connect with Campbell today at CampbellCooling.com. That's CampbellCooling.com.
Campbell Cooling uses all major name brands, including American Standard and Mitsubishi heating and cooling equipment. Let our expert technicians heat your home this fall.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light. 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man...
It's better over here!
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.